Trevor Bauer and the Indians look to complete a four-game series sweep at Target Field on Father's Day, and Bauer gets some help on defense in the second.
And the 0-1 back-to-back curves, and it's lined to center field, a hit. Kepler running third. He'll try and score. Zimmer's throw to the plate is going to be off the mound. The slide, he is out at the plate. Rosario down to second to third. Escobar, Zimmer's throw skipped over the mound, caught by Perez. Kepler feet first sliding and called out by the home plate umpire Dan Bellino. No argument from Max. He's already inside the dugout as Paul Molitor is on the top step. Kepler's left foot swiping across the top of the plate. The initial tag was missed. One angle I saw near Kepler's cleats, but was there contact on Kepler's leg before that foot really came down and made contact with the plate? But no argument from Max, and no challenge, it looks like, from the Twins.
I think they might challenge it. The left foot of Kepler was up off the ground, and it wasn't the right foot that was tucked underneath that left foot that made contact with the plate. So when he slid, that left foot was over home plate. If he gets it down on the ground, he is safe.
No challenge. Ooh, wow. It's out number two. Credit Zimmer with his third assist.
There's two hits in this series, but he's done some damage. And there's one right there. That one's way out of here, upper deck, and gone. First pitch swinging on a fastball at 93. He's carrying the parrot around with him right now. Encarnacion raises that right arm up. So 1-0. And right back, curve, strike three. Boy, three breaking balls. And Vargas didn't swing. Three up, three down. Third strikeout for Bauer. Through four. It's still 1-0 Cleveland. 15th home run. There's a check swing. See if he went. And he did. Jerry Lane. Escobar in the batter's box. A little mini stare down. And now he's going to turn around and head back. Visit MinnesotaKubotaDealers.com. And a breaking ball hit high in the air, left field. Rosario back to the track, and that one's gone. A hanging breaking ball. And Encarnacion, two-homer game, puts the Indians up 3-0.
One ball, two strikes. Twins a double play depth. And here it comes, line to third, and a bounce. It gets by Sano into left field. Another run scores. Holding at second, Ramirez, as Encarnacion knocks in his fourth run today. It's a scorching line drive single to left. Indians 4, Twins nothing.
Encarnacion would finish 3-for-4 with all five Cleveland RBIs. The Indians win 5-2. So Cleveland does complete the four-game series sweep against the Twins, and Trevor Bauer gets the victory. The right-hander goes 7 and allows 2 runs on 4 hits with 8 strikeouts. The Twins struggle with the bats over the weekend. They muster just 4 hits in Sunday's series finale. Here's Minnesota's manager, Paul Molitor.
Kyle pitched well. Obviously got ambushed by the first homer. We missed a play, a couple plays really that gave them other opportunities that he was able to pitch around for the most part. I think Encarnacion had all 5 of their RBIs, if I'm not mistaken. So they can spread it out. You know, they had different guys that were kind of offensive heroes for them on each and every game. But Kyle held in there, and we couldn't muster anything off Bauer there. We were, kind of struggling. We had a couple hits, Kepler's chopper, and Rosie got the one up the middle where we couldn't score and left a couple guys out there. But until the last couple innings, we really didn't get much going. So, collectively, it's it's a frustrating series. You know, you let 4 games go to your at least for now your chief competitor, and somehow you got to get past it and learn from it. They played better. I mean, there's no question they did everything better. So, I don't know if you want to use it as a measuring stick or whatever you want to do, but hopefully these guys learn that what it takes to go out there and hopefully we're better for it.
Trevor Bauer has had some ups and downs this season, but he really was rolling there through majority of the game. What in particular was giving you guys such struggles?
He's still relatively young. I think he's still one of those young pitchers who's got tremendous talent that's trying to find a way to, you know, bring it out there every time. We got him on a really good day. We've seen it from him in the past. He's pitched well against us. But he was throwing hard in the curveball, pretty much fastball curveball mix. Didn't have a great change today, threw a couple cutters, but the fastball curveball mix was enough to handle us for the most part.
Any concern with the series from Miguel Sano? Does it seem like he's trying to do too much? Is he pushing too hard? What would you
think? I think he's a guy that wants to be a difference maker, and sometimes, and I don't fault him. You know, you try to be the guy that gets that big hit or makes a big play, and you know, he's carried us at different points of the season. You know, he hung in there. I actually think he was sitting on a breaking ball there from Allen. He just missed it, so not too concerned about him. I think people are going to have some ups and downs, and for the most part, he's been up.
The Twins are off on Monday. They'll get back to work on Tuesday at home against the White Sox. Irvin Santana will start the opener.